Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Today's devotional is entitled His Sacred Head, Matthew 27:28-29. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. I can still remember the pomp and pageantry that surrounded the crowning of Queen Elizabeth II back in 1953. When the crown was placed on her head, she wore the symbol of authority. There was a day some 2,000 years ago when arrogant soldiers placed a cruel crown of thorns on the head of our Lord. There will come a day when a crown will be placed on the head of our precious Savior, Jesus Christ, and every knee will bow before him. Those who scorn him and mock him here on earth will be on their knees. For them, it will be too late. For the true believers, it will be the greatest celebration of all time. Sin has covered us with layer upon layer of filth and grime. It does not matter what we do to get rid of it, it still remains. It is only by the blood that flows from Calvary's fountain that we can be cleansed and refreshed. This week's hymn is entitled, O Sacred Head, Now Wounded. O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, with grief and shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thine only crown. O sacred head, what glory, what bliss till now was thine. Yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine. What thou, my Lord, hast suffered was all for sinners' gain. Mine, mine was the transgression, but thine the deadly pain. Lo, here I fall, my Savior. 'Tis I deserve thy place. Look on me with thy favor. Vouchsafe to me thy grace. What language shall I borrow to thank thee, dear friend, for this thy dying sorrow, thy pity without end? O make me thine forever, and should I fainting be, Lord, let me never, never outlive my love to thee. You can access O Sacred Head, Now Wounded, this week's inspirational video from Gloryscapes, by following the link in the devotional, or you can click on the image. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. Pastor Cecil.